Hello.
Yes, good
Hello?
Evening. My name is Tony, calling on behalf of Washington Opinion Survey. Okay, I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can I speak with Carrie Copeland, please?
Yeah, who are you calling from?
Washington Opinion Surveys. Okay, this is a political survey, sir.
Okay, and what political affiliate are you calling from?
Washington Opinion Survey. That's the name of the company.
Okay. But what political are you attached to? What political affiliate are you calling from?
Sir, this is not, you know, they don't tell us that this is unbiased political survey. I mean, you can be either Republican,
yeah, you
Republican.
So you're not affiliated with any party?
No, sir.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, does anyone in the household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet,
no.
or television? Okay?
No.
Thank you. Okay, are you registered to vote in Washington, sir?
Yes.
All right, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Would that be a definitely vote? We'll probably vote 50-50, or we'll not vote?
That's 100% I'm going to vote, yes.
All right, sir, and just for qualification purposes, what is your age?
I'm 72.
Okay. Just to be sure that we represent everybody, may I ask, what is your race?
I'm white.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I'm a conservative. I don't really do a party line. I'm a conservative in my thought process. I don't go
okay, would that be independent or other?
I would probably be more independent, even though I'm a registered Republican. I don't vote a party line. I vote for, I think, who's got the best conservative values.
Okay, well, you want me to put independent or other?
Independent. I'm not registered independent, but I am an independent voter, yes.
Okay, now thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very, very dissatisfied.
Okay,
it's
and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president?
Well, if we could impeach him or fire him, we should have done it already. So I don't think it's going to happen. But yeah, he's probably the worst president in my lifetime.
Would that be a strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove. I mean, he makes Jimmy Carter look good, and I voted for Jimmy Carter. So.
All right, sir. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Marie Glasenkamp Perez is handling her job as Congresswoman?
You know, I'm going to have to leave that one up in the air. She's done a couple of things I thought were definitely left-wing, but she's far left. But she's done a couple of things I approved of, so I'm going to have to put her right down the middle.
I have somewhat approved, you know, strongly approved, somewhat approved, somewhat disapproved, strongly disapproved.
Somewhat in the middle. I don't know. Somewhat approved.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Okay, and thinking about the issues, you know, the country is facing now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You know, you can select up to two. Okay. The first one will be improving roads and bridges and infrastructure, protecting the strength and strengthening the Social Security and Medicare, border security, improving K through 12 education, reducing crime and gun violence, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, fighting inflation and lowering the cost, growing the economy and creating jobs, combating threats to our democracy, and the last one would be climate change and protecting the environment.
Well, since we got about 8 to 10 million people that have been here coming across the border illegally in the past 3.5 years, I think it's probably going to be border security because this idiot don't know what he's doing. Well, he knows what he's doing. He just wants more people.
Border security.
Him, so.
And which will be security. Your next? Which one will be your next one? Your most important issue.
Can you run that by me again? I forgot a couple of them.
Improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, protecting the strength, and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, improving K-12 education, reducing crime and gun violence, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, fighting inflation and lowering the cost, growing the economy and creating jobs, combating threats to our democracy and climate change, and protecting the environment.
Well, I would probably say you don't have anything for the veterans down there, do you?
No, sir. That's what I read to you. That's all I have right here written down. You know, will be the most important to you.
I would say infrastructure because the last three presidents haven't done shit on our environment. I mean, on our infrastructure. They keep talking. They keep taking tax money for it, but they haven't done anything with it. So, let's say the infrastructure. Yeah.
Okay, sir. Now that I like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100,
sure.
Which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold, okay, like a neutral. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending how you feel. If you don't have an opinion, you can tell me and I'll move to the next one. The first one will be Joe Biden from 0 to 100.
0.
0? Okay, Raul Garcia.
Who is Raul Garcia?
Well, sir, we only have, you know, whatever is written here and we cannot add or take.
I don't know who Raul Garcia is, so I don't want to comment on him, so I don't know.
Okay, no opinion? No opinion.
No opinion.
Okay, we'll do that, sir. Okay, what about Joe Kent?
Joe Kent, I'd give him 100.
100, okay. 100. Okay, what about Marie Glossenkamp Perez?
I'd give her a 50.
50? Maria Kentwell.
No opinion.
No opinion, okay. What about Donald Trump?
100%.
100%? MAGA Republicans.
I don't get into the name thing, just like people don't like to be called left-wingers. People that are MAGA probably don't like being called a name. You can't attach a name to people. So, no, I would say no opinion on that.
No opinion. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
No opinion.
What about... woke liberals in Congress.
Woke liberals, let's give it minus 1,000. 0.
0. Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right, sir. If the election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Well, you're not going to throw any independents in there. I'll probably vote for Trump.
Okay, Donald Trump. Okay, if the election for Congress in Washington, you know, third district were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Glossenkamp Perez or Republican Joe Kemp?
I would vote for Joe Kemp.
Joe Kemp. Okay, sir, even though you are not supporting Marie Glossenkamp Perez, Now, you know, what are the chances that you might support her in Congress in November 2024? Is there like a fair chance, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all?
Well, as long as Joe Kent's running, and he is, you know, it would be for Kent.
But that would be, you wouldn't give her a fair chance, a small chance, not a very slight chance, or no chance at all?
Let's give her a slight chance.
A slight chance. All right, sir. Next, I would like to, you know, ask you about qualities and attributes that some people consider, you know, important, you know, in their member of Congress. For each of the following statements, please state me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. You say 0. If you don't think it's important at all, you say 5. It's somewhat important. You say 10 if it's extremely important, okay? Quality or attribute in your member of Congress, okay? You may use any number from 0 to 10. The first one will say a leader who will fight back against the threats to our rights to freedom. So would that be not important, somewhat important, or extremely important?
Number 10.
Okay, number 10, someone you can trust from 0 to 10.
10.
Someone who will defend abortion and women's right to choose.
Give it a 2. Can you get any number in between there?
Any number from 0, from 0 to 10, sir.
Yeah, you know. You want to have abortions, you know, there's ways not to get pregnant. So that's their own fault. So I'll give that a 2.
2. Okay. What about a fighter for working class?
Say that again.
A fighter for working class.
Oh, working class. Yeah, 10.
10. Okay. And the last one would be a leader who understands our way of life, you know, in southern western Washington, and we'll work to protect it.
Oh, 10.
10. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. Now I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress, okay? In this case, we'll be talking about Marie Glossenkamp Perez, okay? Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is very convincing, reason to support her, you know, Marie Glossenkamp Perez for Congress, 5 means it's somewhat convincing, and 0 means not convincing at all, okay, to support her for Congress. But you can use any number, okay? Marie Glossenkamp Perez is a true independent voice for our district, you know, and she doesn't play partisan politician games. Marie has broken with the Democratic Party on several key votes on Congress. Rather than voting in the party line, she voted her conscience and did what she thought was
give
the
her
best,
a 5.
You know, for
a
district.
Yeah, I would give her a 5. Yeah, because
okay.
She has broken some things, yes. Give her a 5.
As the Colombian state quotes, such an independence refreshing, particularly for a first term, you know, representative. So Perez sends a duty of her district rather than party. What number would you give her from 0 to 10, sir? Not convincing at all, somewhat convincing, or very convincing?
I'll give her the somewhat.
Okay, thank you. All right, Marie, Glossenkamp Perez shows up, you know, she listens to our community and takes our concerns back to Congress. For instance, you know, Marie made improving local infrastructure a priority and succeeded in securing the $600 million needed to repair the I-5 bridge, which will create local jobs and improve traffic and commerce throughout the region. She also sponsored bills, you know, to expand childcare in rural Washington, helping bring down cost of families. Marie listens to us and works to find solutions to our real world problems. That's a different kind of leader. Would you say it is not convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing, in your opinion, sir?
Well, you put way too much stuff on one question there. That one wasn't one question. It was a bunch of stuff. I'm going to give her a 2 on that.
A 2. Okay. That's no problem. So you can give her anything you give her. You know, that's just a statement about her. Okay. The last one says, in February 2020, Marie Glusenkamp-Perez miscarried at, 16 weeks pregnant. You know, she was told her life was at risk without an immediate abortion. And Planned Parenthood was the only clinic that was, that could see her. And so after the tragedy of, losing her pregnancy, Marie had to walk through a wall of protesters to get her care she needed. Marie believes in women have the right to control their own bodies, period. And we count on her, to stand up for reproductive rights and fight back against the politicians who want to make women's decisions for them. Would you say that's not all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing from 0 to 10, sir?
You know, they take that stuff way out of whack. All the reproductive stuff, as far as I'm concerned, is a bunch of BS, 90% of it. You know, nobody's taking away anybody's rights. The states can vote on them just the way the Supreme Court gave it back to the states, where it belongs. We don't need a handful of politicians telling us what we can do with our bodies. They give it back to the states, which is where it belongs, and then states vote on it. So I'll give that one a 0.
0. Okay. No problem. So that's opinion, okay?
As long as they've given $1 billion a year to Planned Parenthood for nothing but 90% of it's just, doing stuff for abortion.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm totally against abortion. So,
okay. No problem, sir. Okay, so sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their minds, okay? It's okay if you didn't, but, if we'd like to ask you again, if the election for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, and would you vote for Democrat Marie Glusenkamp-Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
I'll be voting for Joe Kent. I voted
Joe
for
Kent.
Him the last time.
Thank you. Okay, all right, sir. Now I'd like, to read you some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. Okay, in this Congress, we'll be talking about, in this case, we'll be talking about Joe Kent, okay? Others will hear statements about other candidates. Please rate me each statement on, from a scale, from 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement gives you 0 doubts about supporting Joe Kemp. Five, gives you some doubts, and 0 means doesn't give you any doubts, but you can choose any number. Okay, here's the first one. Joe Kemp supports an extreme and dangerous abortion ban. This ban will force women, and girls to give birth if they become pregnant, even cases of rape, incest, or life-threatening complications. If elected, Kent will destroy our freedom to decide for ourselves. If we have children, families deserve to have their own decisions without, politicians interfering. Would you say it gives you no doubts at all, some doubts, or serious doubts about supporting him?
Yeah, I have no doubts. I'm going to support him.
Okay, what number would you say from 0 to 10?
0 to 10, 10 being supporting him?
No, 0 being not doubts at all about supporting him.
Yeah, I don't have any doubts about supporting him, no.
Okay, so be 0, right?
0 doubts.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, the other one says, we cannot trust your camp to put, what's best for working families above biggest special interest backrolling his campaign. Instead, of protecting Social Security, he wants to privatize and raise the retirement age.
Let me stop you for a moment. From all the questions you're giving me, has been very one-sided. You're giving me all the goody-goody stuff about Maria, and you're giving me all that trash about Joe Kent that you're trying to ask me questions. It tells me that you are backed by a partisan group. So you're telling me this was a non-partial.
Well, that's not partial.
You're trying to throw a bunch of trash with these, not to you, but the questions you're giving me, which tells me this is put on by a Democratic group. Whether you know it or not, you probably do, or you wouldn't be doing it. Let's just cut this thing off. I don't want to participate in your thing because this is definitely a Democratic group that's backing.
Well, sir, you can say, you are serious, it's about, who you want
to be, you should be giving me derogatory questions about Maria, and you didn't. All the stuff Maria was how great she's done, and everything she's done for us, and everything she's done for the abortion, blah, blah, and all that stuff. The minute you get to Joe Kent, it's all trash stuff. So, you know what? That tells me it's partisan. I don't get involved. I told you, I'm an independent thinker. I don't the partisan stuff.
That's no problem, sir. We're almost done with this survey, okay?
We are done with it. Don't even put me in there. You can just take mine away. I don't want to finish, okay?
We only have a few questions, sir.
Have a great day. I don't want to participate, okay? You ruined it when you started throwing all the trash about me.